Yeah. Talk a little bit about what the old cars were like.
Well, these old cars were non-air conditioned, and at that time we had steam engines. And the soot used to come through the windows. So at night we had to hang sheets up at the window so the soot wouldn't come in on the beds. And in the wintertime, you'd hang a blanket and a sheet up in this window.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty rough. By the time you got to Vancouver, your fingers would be tired, be all sore and with hangnails and bleeding
mm-hmm.
from the starch from the sheets.
And how did they heat the cars? Was it difficult to keep the cars heated?
Not too bad, because they had steam heat all through the train. So in the wintertime, if nothing happened to the heating apparatus in the car, it was all right. But something happened, and the car froze up, then you have trouble.
What would you do to heat the car then?
They had what they called a baker heater at the end of the car. And you made a fire in it, and it heated the car. And you had to keep attending that that fire, just like a furnace or a Quebec heater, we should call them. You know.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever get a fire ever get started because of that?
I've never known of a fire starting from one of the baker heaters. Sometimes the electrical lockers would catch on fire.
Because of the faulty wiring?
Faulty wiring, yeah. Because they're mm-hmm. pretty old equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And during the war, when they brought all these old cars from the graveyards, and we had to take those cars out, it was rough. It was really rough, because some of those cars, the upper berths, you unlock the berths, and you better jump back because there's no spring in them, and they just fall down, blam, and all the dust would fly all over the place. I often wonder how people used to sleep in those things.